Item number 15, project number WA180, General Mitchell International Airport, runway 7L25R, pavement resurfacing, page 64.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, this project is to resurface runway 7 left 25 right. That's the general aviation runway that's on the north half running east-west on the north side of the airport. It's been rehabbed and been part of our rehabilitation program, but those measures have completed their ability to maintain that pavement. So this would require a complete mill of that pavement of the asphalt and a replacement of the top 4 inches of the asphalt. Would also require repainting with the striping that's required on the pavement.
Comments? Supervisor Jersey.
What time period? The one complaint I got this summer, although maybe Hash should be asking this question because it's going to be north-south noise now, but some of the projects ran over time limit, and I actually do get calls on air runway closures because you increase the noise over the other areas, and there was a time limit given for the project, but then it ran over, and I understand there are weather delays and so on, but it would be helpful to know the dates of these projects. Do you have dates yet?
For this particular project, it would probably start in May or June. I don't have exact dates until we start our design and bid out the project. And then at the same time, we do coordinate, though, with Air Traffic Control Tower and airport operations. At least engineering does. We coordinate activities, other work that's going on in the airfield to coordinate the best times in which to work on these areas. Again, this is the GA runway, too, so it's less impactful in terms of noise.
So it's the smaller planes. But I think Harold Mester does a good job of letting us know when runway closures are going to take place and the dates. So I'll just ask that you continue to do that. I actually put this in my newsletter.
Right, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you know that there's a website that is open to the public that specifically addresses airfield work, you know, and that's been well received. I think when the public reads that, they say, oh, now I understand, and it's only for 3 more weeks, and so it really helps mitigate some of those public concerns.
Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for confirmation, I believe you stated that this is the general aviation runway. So that is for private planes, smaller planes, corporate planes?
General aviation is corporate, private, that's what it is. It's corporate and private aircraft, yeah. And because of the length of the runway, it's limited to the smaller aircraft. It is not a jet runway.
Right. Okay. So not a passenger jet.
No, like nor a jet.
Airline.
Right. Even corporate, jet at all, period. Corporate jets don't use it either.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Only
those that use north-south.
And the other east-west.
Right. Very good. Okay. And you said May-June time frame?
That's my estimate as to when we'd start.
Okay.
Typically, that's when we do. But again, we do coordinate with other projects
sure.
to see where these best fit.
Okay. Hopefully, we'll have these late and taken care of by then for you, too. So it'll all work out.
Okay.
Now, the only complaints that I've received, it's been quiet for me in my office this year. Most of it was very recently when some people on the north end of the noise abatement zone said, hey, how come my neighbors across the street are getting their house done? Well, we know why.
Yes.
Where the lines are drawn. So I haven't heard anything about runway closures, or not that much. So it's all in Supervisor Jersey.
Oh, it's
going to
be
on
you this year.
Yes, thank you.
Last year was the east-west noise.
Item number 16, please.